This goes to Dr. Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-I-E, fax 989-629-8145, and Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, fax 989-463-5466. Regarding Vierne, it's V-I-E-R-N, like November, Snively, S-N-I-V-E-L-Y. Date of birth 11/3/1938. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Snively with ANCA positive vasculitis and stage 3A chronic kidney disease. Her last visit was March 1st of 2023. She has been complaining of left posterior rib pain, which started just under the shoulder blade and then slowly decreased or slowly moved down to just the lower aspect of the left posterior rib area. She also tried a lidocaine patch in that area, but then has a very itchy, allergic appearing rash in that area after using the patch and the adhesive. She does see Dr. Akkad on a regular basis also, and has been stable from his perspective. She also gets Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, every 8 months for suppression of the vasculitis, and that's been working very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, Carvedilol 12.5 mg twice a day, Spironolactone is 12.5 mg daily, Lisinopril is 2.5 mg daily, Lasix is 20 mg every other day, and she also uses extra strength Tylenol if needed for pain, folic acid, vitamin B12, Lipitor, vitamin D. Physical exam, weight 216 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 89, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/70. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 0.94 with estimated GFR of 59. Calcium 8.6, sodium 140, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24. Albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We would like her to continue getting labs for us every 3 to 6 months. 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 3, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And 4, history of ANCA positive vasculitis, stable on current dose of Rituxan. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.